We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Made in the USA. Now we see that and we believe, yeah, that product was made right here in the United States of America. Not so fast. Williams and Sonoma was charged with advertising multiple products as being made in the USA when, not really. They were made in other countries, including China. And so the commission order requiring the San Francisco-based company to be truthful about whether its products were in fact made in the U.S. So the Federal Trade Commission fined Williams and Sonoma $3.175 million in a civil penalty that marks the largest ever civil penalty seen in a made in a USA case. So their deception misled customers and harmed honest American businesses. Not only will they have to pay the penalty, but they're going to have to submit annual compliance reports now. It also imposes and reinforces a number of requirements about manufacturing claims the company can make. So the company, Williams and Sonoma, falsely advertised several product lines as being all or almost all made in the U.S. under its Gold Touch Rejuvenation, Pottery Barn Teen, and Pottery Barn Kids brands. Oh, okay. Also, Williams and Sonoma was advertising its PBT Teen branded mattress pads as crafted in the U.S. from domestic and imported materials. Not so fast. They were made in China. So just beware when you see made in the USA, it may be a little deceiving, deceptive, or even some would call a lie. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat, made in the USA, although available worldwide. So the story keeps making the rounds about the World AI Creator Awards, and they're looking to create the first ever beauty contest of AI created females and males, or whatever you think is beautiful. It's a fan view Miss AI pageant, and it's going to be judged on three categories: their appearance, the classic aspects of pageantry, including their beauty, poise, and their unique answers to a series of questions, the use of AI tools, skills, and implementation, say the word correctly, of AI tools used, including use of prompts and visual detailing around hands and eyes, their social media clout, based on their engagement numbers with fans, rate of growth of audience, and utilization of other platforms such as Instagram. And it keeps telling me that I can enter the contest. And it goes on to talk about the judges. There are four judges, two humans. I feel like, I don't know if it's real or not. Plus, then I looked in the stories that keep getting sent to me about this dystopian future and AI beauty contest. I feel like it's either already happened or it's not real, because then I go to the website and I click on enter, and it talks about how I can enter. You must be 18 years of age, valid ID. It's open to all creators across the globe. You may enter as many AI models as you like, providing a fully AI generated and all different creations with different names and profiles. And it goes on with a bunch of rules. Submissions will be whittled down to a top 10 before the top 5 will be awarded. And there's, I think there's $20,000 in money that can be made. But it talked about how the runners-up will be announced by us, and if you do not reply within a week, they retain the right to revoke your winning title and award. Now, it talks about the prizes at the AI, Miss AI, the World Creator Awards. The top three creators are as followed. Yeah, the winner gets $5,000, runner-up gets $2,000, and runner-up two doesn't get any cash, but you get some... you get some promotional coverage from the event. But the date on this, as once I got into the website and finally reached down to all the stuff, it says all prizes for Miss AI, the World Creator Awards, will be awarded and paid in full by 1-8-24. Now, for those of you listening live, today is the 30th of April, 2024. I don't know. I don't know how to do calendars. I've never made a calendar. But the 30th of April is after the 8th of January of this year. So I don't know if we missed it. And I don't know if we didn't miss it, then the whole thing is not real. So when you keep hearing stories about Miss AI, the world's first beauty contest of AI-generated humans, I don't know that it's actually true. But, I mean, I'm not opposed to looking at AI-generated females. And males, too. Hey, don't look at me like that. I'll look at a male, too. But I don't know that it's actually real. I mean, the one story is quoting some pageant historian, and I'm a fan of pageant historians, especially Sally Ann Fawcett, who's one of the judges, according to this story, one of the two human judges. So I just don't know if it's real or not, but, you know, keep them coming. And I don't know for I don't think they have to be made in the USA, so don't stamp made in the USA on your AI beauty. Speaking of AI, though, I see a story out of Missouri. That's the headline, anyway. It says AI-enhanced camera technology helps solve murder in Missouri. But then when you go down to the story, it's bylined Blue Springs, Mississippi. So I don't think the people writing the headline know the difference between the MISS and the Missouri. Wow, we have dumbed down America, man. Wow. Betsy Webster for CNN Wire. You gotta know. Okay, MISS is for Mississippi, not Missouri. The story is about Missouri, so the byline from Mississippi is wrong. Anyway, we're talking about Blue Springs Park. And thanks to AI and the cameras from Flock Safety, we have got a criminal. And we've able to charge a person with first-degree murder and get them arrested. That's great because the charging documents point to an AI-equipped camera system which helped police find the getaway driver, a girl under the age of 18, and the network comes from an Atlanta-based company called Flock Safety, which we've talked about before, making us safer in our world today. And it's just a smarter version of a license plate reader, that's all. Until recently, most police agencies with license plate readers had them on patrol cars. And still, I mean, they still have them on their patrol cars, four of them anyway in Blue Springs. But the Flock cameras are stationed at high traffic intersections and frequently visited areas in Blue Springs Park. And, you know, what we do is, it captures areas 24/7, and they can read much more than license plates. And they've had the network for approximately a year now, so everyone's a lot safer and comfortable with it. They've been super helpful to use it constantly in our investigations, and that's wonderful. And it's for our safety. We've got killers thanks to this AI technology. So that's great. That is great. It got us clear characteristics of all the people involved and their vehicle, and exactly a little while later, it got us an idea of where the automobile was at a park, at a car wash, and we busted the people that were in the car along with the person who is now charged with first-degree murder. So it is all for our safety. And just remember, it can also just track the vehicle back in time 30 days with a hotspot map. So it's just for our safety. And good news that there are several other area police agencies in Missouri and around the country. I'm sure if we go to the Flock website will see what cities are using the Flock security network, but we know that approximately 160 Missouri agencies and 80 Kansas agencies currently partner with Flock, so it's all for our safety, and things are getting better with AI. They're helping us be safer. So thank you. Thank you, AI.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
If you are one of those homeowners who's trying to buy or sell a home, or both, you've probably discovered by now that you've got a major undertaking on your hands. Almost nothing about getting a house ready to put up on the market is easy if you're going to do it the right way. And negotiating a sale when you're wanting to buy, it's not as straightforward as it sounds. You're going to want the best real estate agent you can get your hands on. Good news. You can find that agent by going through Glenn's company, Real Estate Agents I Trust. They pair you with the top sellers in your area, the people who really know the ropes of the business because they do it full time and they care about getting it right. Glenn started it years and years ago when he got sick of going from a bad real estate agent to worse real estate agent to even worse real estate agent and never was able to sell his, well, this started back in Connecticut for him. I think he ended up selling the house for like, I don't know, it was under $40. So he thought that if he's having a hard time, so are other people. And that's why he created realestateagentsitrust.com. Real Estate Agents I Trust, it's, you know, pretty much the name says it all. Duh, Real Estate Agents I Trust. So go to realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com and make it work for you. Easier, not harder. Work smarter, not harder when you're trying to buy, sell, or both for a home. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. So congratulations are in order to Cheng Sefan, a 46-year-old immigrant from Laos, battling cancer for 8 years. He was the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot sold in Oregon last month. So he resides in Portland. He opted for the lump sum, $422 million after taxes, along with his wife and friend who contributed the $100 toward ticket purchases. So, you know, I don't know who gets what, but that's not bad. That's not bad. Now, he's quoted saying that he's hopeful, expressing gratitude for the blessing, and planning to provide for his family and invest in his health. So, congratulations for the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in history winner, the eighth largest among U.S. jackpot games. Good for Cheng Sefan, a 46-year-old immigrant from Laos. It doesn't say whether he's an illegal immigrant from Laos. So I'm not sure that that matters in today's world. It just says an immigrant from Laos. And I mean, we're all immigrants, right? Right. I was looking at, that got me thinking about our lotto winning jackpots right now. So there's a drawing. As I said, today's date is the 30th of April, 2024. So there's a drawing for the Mega Millions tonight, worth $257 million jackpot. That would be $115.6 million cash payout. And then there's a Powerball drawing tomorrow, May 1st. Wow, the 1st of May already. $178 million is the jackpot, $81.3 million cash payout. So good luck Good luck to all involved. When I win, I'll let you know on one of my social media accounts, either X at JeffyJFR, Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio. I may post a YouTube video to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, letting you know, hey, I won. And good luck. God bless. You can email me when you get that message, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. I don't know. If I were to win that, I may or may not keep my Cameo up. As of right now, the Cameo is up at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. You can order a Cameo right now, still available, and just let me know what you need. Happy, glad, sad, mad, or mean, and I'll do it for you. And everybody, you know, you pay Cameo, Cameo pays me, everybody gets their cut, and we're just one big happy family. But if I were to win, you know, $100 million, probably not going to do a Cameo anymore. But you never know. You never know. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Okay, so let's say you don't win the lottery and you just, you know, back to your regular life after the drawings. There's a way for you to make a little extra money. I guess there's a dollar bill and there's, I don't know how many there are. It's a batch of dollar bills with errors that came off the printing presses in 2014 and again in 2016. And on both occasions, I guess the mistake, well, of course it did. I don't guess. It went unnoticed at the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Huh, weird. Anyway, so if you have one of these dollar bills, some people are willing to pay up to $150,000 for this rare $1 bill. Okay. According to this story, there are approximately 6.4 million dollar bills, which were issued with duplicate serial numbers, and now avid currency collectors are seeking to match pairs. So you may have one, and it might be, you know, you might want to, as soon as you have it, you might want to try to sell it, because I don't know that how long you could get that $150,000 for it, but you could get, you know, probably $10,000 or $20,000 for it, no problem. So, right up till now, only 9 pairs of the dollar bills with matching serial numbers have turned up, which means that there must be a million still in circulation, and probably in the world. And so, you need to look closely at several key characteristics. First of all, it is a 2013 series note. It must feature a large stamp of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York with a capital B in the center. This can be found on the left side of the note. Secondly, the serial number printed in green, which appears underneath the Federal Reserve Bank stamp, must end with a small 5-pointed star. And lastly, the serial numbers to look out for are from B00000001 star to B00250000 star, and from B... 032-00001 star to B096-00000 star. So a matching pair can reach between $20,000 and $150,000. Wow. I mean, just look for those dollar bills. Holy cow. So project, there's a couple that have started a project 2013B, also known as the Zegers-Winograd Project of Florida, in which they have compiled a list of the serial numbers submitted to them by fellow collectors, and they have got a matching pair of one of the specific serial numbers that collectors are willing to pay thousands for. So it's time to check those dollar bills. Wow, if that'd be awesome. I mean, we used to play liar's poker with those numbers, you know, years ago, and, you know, that'd be great to have some of those. So look at your dollar bills and get them out there and see if they're actually worth something, because they are. All right. Well, we now know that Mike Tyson's boxing match with Jake Paul, the YouTube influencer, July 20th on Netflix, is to be classified as a sanctioned professional fight. That is official from the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations. The heavyweight showdown will be contested over 8 2-minute rounds, with each fighter using 14-ounce gloves. The outcome will affect their professional boxing records. All right. So it's going to be at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. That's where the Cowboys play. And it will be streamed on Netflix. So I'm looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to it. Tyson, 57. Well, he'll be 58 by the time the fight rolls around. And Jake Paul will be 27 by the time the fight rolls around. So I can't tell you. I don't know who I really am rooting for, but I can tell you. I'm rooting for Mike Tyson. I know. I'm rooting for Mike Tyson. And Tyson claims that he is holding out on sex and weed ahead of the fight. So he's training. He wants to just destroy Jake Paul. Wow. That would be awesome. He had not smoked or had sex in more than 2 weeks. It's not clear when the interview was fighting. He did an interview on this Damon Elliott show, which, I mean, who isn't a fan of the Damon Elliott show? And he gave Forbes Life a different timeline on his abstinence from drug and sex. So it might be as it gets closer, you know, maybe a month away, month out. Might not. I mean, starting now. We're still over a month out. I mean, we can't let go of weed and sex for more than a month. So maybe we just do it a month out. But it'll be fun. It will be fun to see this fight. And I would not be surprised. Of course, you know, it's on Netflix, so I wouldn't be surprised to see Netflix raise their prices one more time before the big fight, just to, you know, keep us in line. Because I saw where Peacock is now going to raise its subscription prices $2. $2 a month ahead of the Summer Olympics. Okay, that's great. The ad-supported subscriptions will increase by $2 to $7.99 a month, while ad-free customers will see prices rise by the same amount to $13.99 a month for the Peacock app. Holy cow. That's nice. That's nice. So the price increase goes into effect for new customers beginning in July ahead of the Olympics, which will air the NBC networks and Peacock. Existing customers will see the increase on or after August 17th. Oh, that's good. That's good. So we'll still get to see the Olympics under the old ad price. So that's nice of them. I see John Bon Jovi, Mr. Rockstar, living on a prayer, has done an interview with Michael Strahan for ABC television interview called Halfway There. And he said, I'm a rock and roll star. I'm not a saint. I'm not saying there weren't 100 girls in my life. I'm John Bon Jovi. It was pretty good. I'm sure there were more than 100 girls in John Bon Jovi's life, man. So he's now been married to the same woman for 35 years. And he said life was pretty good for him when Bon Jovi skyrocketed to global stardom. Yeah, you think? Oh, man, he was John Bon Jovi. And I mean, he could just anything, anyone he wanted, no problem. So when the band first released their first album in 84, he was already dating his wife, according to this story. And by the time they got married at the Graceland Chapel in Las Vegas in 1989, he was already a sex symbol. Oh, yeah. She knew what she was getting into. And she did to keep the kiss. He goes on to say, there's no doubt in my mind that this world revolves because of her. Because of what she did to keep the kids right, what she does to keep me right, what we do together to keep it right, no doubt about it. So I don't know why he's doing this interview. Maybe he cheated again. I don't know. She's certainly not afraid to call me out on something, but she's also there when I fall. And I'm there for her when she falls, no matter where I went in my career. The ups and downs, we went together. Uh-huh. So Dorothea is just they're just happy. They're high school sweethearts. They've been together forever. She knew what she had. John Bon Jovi is not going to go out on the road as a sex symbol and not take care of rock and roll business. But she's home counting the money, and she's happy to do it. And she can be pissed all she wants. And you just have your ass home when I tell you to be home. And when you're out on the road, you just do what you got to do. She said, apparently, that after 3 decades, that he hasn't always been a saint. throughout their marriage. Yeah, no kidding. Duh, you think? We're supposed to think, 100 women. Yeah, at least. At least. I mean, he probably stopped counting at 100. So, you know, good for him. His quote, life was pretty good. Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't know why we care anymore. I mean, John's, you know, an aging rock star. He's still John Bon Jovi. He's got the wife. He's got the kids. He's the man. And he's doing his interview with Michael Strahan on ABC. Halfway there. I don't know. I guess that means that he's, you know, he's almost there. But right now, he's not the perfect man, I guess. He's always trying to be perfect. Yeah, I know. And so when I try to be perfect, I go home and I tell my wife, you know what? I failed again. But I still love you, and I'm going to go sleep in the guest house for a while until you get over being mad at me. Okay, Dorothea? Okay. Love you. Love you, too. So I see a story about a 101-year-old woman who says American Airlines keeps getting her age wrong. She says the computer can't process that she was born in 1922, not 2022. So they're blaming it on the computerization system for the airlines, and it can't handle the fact that she was born in 1922. So the airlines, they expect to have a baby on board the flight. She flies from Chicago to Marquette, Michigan. Marquette is in the Upper Peninsula up here. Anyway, but sitting in the seat, you know, that they believe they're going to have an infant on board. It's not an infant. It's a 101-year-old woman. And she said that she just laughed it off. And apparently there was a BBC reporter on board that was like, what's going on? Why do they think you're a child? And she told them. And now apparently she flies a couple times a year to visit family in Chicago. And the booking system does the same thing every time. You'd think that maybe, I don't know, AI could fix that, but no, it's just, it's a glitch. And you know what? So what that you have to wait for your wheelchair because we think we have to haul a baby around? So what that your family has to, you know, haul all your luggage around the airport because the airport thought it was a little baby and not an old lady with her luggage? So what? Why don't you just die already so that we can be done with you? That's not a quote, but I sure feel that way. You would think that the airlines would be able to, I don't know, accommodate that. But no, you can't. Speaking of the airlines, too, that one of the guys, I find this fascinating that it actually happened. So last week, a Delta flight departs JFK Airport, and it lost... I don't remember this story, but it lost its slide. You know, the emergency slide that blows down the walk so you get out for an emergency? Yeah, it lost that. It fell off the plane. I don't remember that story. So anyway, it falls off the plane at JFK, and the pilots are like, yeah, we felt a little disruption. We're going to go ahead and turn this thing around, okay? So they took off about 8:30 and returned to JFK at 8:35, and they realized, yeah, that emergency slide that we had on the Boeing 660 or 767 jetliner, yeah, that fell off. I know it's Boeing's fault. It's not Delta. It couldn't be Delta's fault for lack of maintenance. It's Boeing's fault, damn it. Boeing is at fault for all of it. So anyway, they came back and, you know, everyone was safe. Well, it was found this weekend. It blew up to shore on the beach there on Rockaway Peninsula. Really? Yeah, Bell Harbor. It's about 6 miles southeast of JFK International. Wow. Okay. So the good thing is that it's in front of a home of an attorney who's suing Boeing. That can't go over good. That cannot go over well at all. He went out and took pictures, and a Delta crew showed up. He called the FAA. But they're closed on Sunday. So you can't expect the FAA hotline to be open on Sundays. So then they just called Delta. And Delta sent a crew out to pick it up out of the water and drag it out of there. So the investigation is ongoing. And we'll see how it goes. But it is interesting that the slide that fell off the Delta airline, who it's a Boeing airplane, washed up on shore right in front of the attorney's house that's suing Boeing. That cannot end well. It's always good to have a good attorney. I see where the California doctor that's accused of attempting to kill his family by driving his Tesla off a cliff. Remember back in 2023, I think January of 2023, Dharmesh Patel, a radiologist from Pasadena, he has, drove his Tesla off a cliff with his wife and his two children in the car. That is great. Now, according to the court case going on now, he suffers from delusions, and his delusions were driven by the war in Ukraine and the growing fentanyl crisis in the U.S. His greatest delusion, according to the psychologist, was his fear that his children could be kidnapped and molested, which appeared somehow connected to his concerns about Jeffrey Epstein and the sex trafficking ring. Okay. So he testified, this doc testified, that Patel is a good candidate for a mental health diversion program since he had shown strong progress in the past year and was low risk of harming others. Really? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Remember he lied in the beginning saying that he had a flat tire and stopped? Okay. And then he drove them off the 250-foot cliff with his family inside. They're lucky to be alive. His 7-year-old daughter and his wife suffered some serious injuries in the crash. His 4-year-old son was pulled from the wreckage with no physical injuries, and he's still alive. I don't know what injuries he had from this crash. But he claimed that he had pulled off the road to check a flat tire, and then, hey, one thing led to another, and I'm at the bottom of the cliff. Okay. So he's being charged with first-degree attempted murder. Now, if the judge grants the request, Patel could take part in the program instead of facing trial on charges of first-degree attempted murder. Obviously, prosecutors are saying he intentionally drove his car off the 250-foot cliff with his family inside. Well, yeah, he claims that he did, right? But he was haunted by these demons, and now he's not, I guess, haunted by these demons because... Well, he's been tested by this doc, and I guess the doc has his diagnosis after conducting a series of 18 tests and speaking with Patel and his brother and sister. So the doc is like, "Yeah, he's a good person, and he needs to be part of this program instead of being tried and hopefully found guilty of first degree attempted murder." Always good. To have a good attorney. You can quote me on that. And who knows, maybe he is crazy and this will help. I don't know. It doesn't say whether his wife is still on his side. I doubt it. She's probably long gone and I don't blame her. But it doesn't say if she's still around. Because if she's still around, maybe we have a mental health crisis for the entire family and they all should be looked at. But hopefully she's taking the children and gotten the hell out of there. Boy, did you see the numbers for the NFL draft? Just incredible. I mean, let alone the people that showed up in Detroit. They claim to have 775,000 people show up in Detroit for the, 3-day event for the draft. Just amazing. I mean, that's number one above all. I mean, last year was in Kansas City. They had 300,000. Vegas had 300,000. Nashville had 600,000. That was back in 2019, pre-COVID. And so then after COVID, obviously, we had to build it back up again because we didn't have one by COVID year, and then we're back in Vegas and Detroit. But we're back in Vegas and Kansas City, and then this year was in Detroit. It looked spectacular on the air. I mean, just a full crowd covered by networks and streamers all around. It was a huge event, and it was for the draft. It wasn't even a game. The NFL pretty much rules. They had, according to what I was looking at, they had the first round of the first round, which was what, Thursday night, 12.1 million viewers. I don't think that counted the streamers and the views or viewers online. I think that was network, but I don't know where they counted those numbers. But just the 12.1 million, that's more than, you know, World Series games, Stanley Cup finals, NBA finals. That's more than college football games, the big college football games. So I think maybe, I don't know. I'm sure there were some college football games that were more than 12.1 million, but certainly not very many. And that's the NFL draft. That's it. Wow. So anytime that, any other professional sport, NBA, MLB, the WNBA, the NHL, want to try to do something to go up against the NFL, good luck and God bless, because the NFL is, it's going global, but right now it is America. It is made in the USA. Interesting how AstraZeneca now admits in court for the first time that its COVID vaccine can cause deadly blood clotting side effect. Wait, what? Yeah, so there's a class action, multi-million pound class action lawsuit made by dozens of families for their loved ones who, they claim that they were killed by the pharmaceutical's defective vaccine. Some cases maybe up to, 20 million euros in compensation. So coming to a country near you soon. They admitted in a legal document to the high court, yeah, it's rare, but sure, it could happen. This thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome, which is a condition where a person suffers blood clots along with a low platelet count. Huh. That is weird, isn't it? That they finally... it's a very rare, but it's a side effect of the vaccine. Oh, okay. So what happens? I mean, they signed this indemnity deal with the government, so they don't get blamed for any of this. So I guess the government, so taxpayers foot the bill for all of this. That's interesting, since AstraZeneca said that they had a revenue of $10 billion in the first quarter of 2024. And yet obviously this is in Europe, but it's coming to this country. We're going to be responsible for paying all of this? Interesting. There's 51 cases currently lodged in the high court seeking damages to be worth about 100 million euros in total. Wow, we need an apology, fair compensation for our family and other families who have been affected. We have the truth on our side, and we're not going to give up. That's Kate Scott, Mr. Scott's wife, who is, left with permanent brain damage following a blood clot and the bleed on the brain after getting the vaccine in April of 2021. He's been unable to work since. Isn't that interesting? And terrible, but so what we all believed is now coming out to be true. But how about you shut your mouth and don't say a thing, okay? Because it can't be that. If it was that, they would have told us. Oh, wait, they are now telling us. But on the same token, they're telling us because, hey, what are you going to do about it? We signed the paperwork that said you can't do anything to us. We've got an indemnity deal. So, yeah, you know what? It does give people blood clots and brain bleeds, and it's not good for you. But what are you going to do about it, huh? All right, let's get out of here for today. It's a new study for you. It's actually a joke of the day study, but made me laugh all night last night. This is a woman's ass size study, okay? There's a new study about women and how they feel about their asses. And the results were very interesting. 10% of women think that their ass is too skinny. 30% of women think their ass is too fat. 60% say they don't care, they love him, he's a good man, and they wouldn't trade him for the world. See, what they're saying there is that the men are there. Yeah, you got it.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.